You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, and in Studio B this morning with a special guest to talk about the next Forrest Roberts Theater event that's coming up, something a little bit spooky, in fact, coming up for the Halloween season. I'm joined by Lilith Kontos, and could you introduce yourself and maybe tell us a little bit about what you do at the FRT?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Lilith Kontos. I'm a senior at NMU this year with a major in English and a minor in theater. I'm playing Tobias Regg in the Forrest Roberts Theater's production of Sweeney Todd. And I'm also the current box office manager of the FRT box office.
Excellent. So you've got many roles over at the Forrest Roberts Theater.
Absolutely.
In terms of on the stage, off the stage, and keeping busy as you're a senior. And how are things going in your senior year so far?
Pretty well. Class load-wise, it's not been too scary yet. So that's good. Lots of time to be able to be at the theater and be involved, which is awesome.
Very good. Very good. So this morning we're here to talk about the next production over there. Quite a big production, I'm sure, of Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. One of my personal favorite shows. This is music by Stephen Sondheim, and really memorable roles and memorable songs. What can you tell us about the production so far?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great show. It's been super, super fun to work on. We're really excited to get to open it next week here, so that's going to be awesome. We have a lot of really awesome people in the production this time around. Paul Truckee, who is one of our theater professors here at Northern, is actually playing the title role of Sweeney Todd. And as a student, it's been awesome to get to work with him on the show. He's been on Broadway before, so it's very cool to get to work with somebody who's worked professionally in that aspect in theater. And we have a lot of students that are doing a really nice job on this production as well. Our Mrs. Lovett is being played by AJ Stevens. She's actually doing this for her senior capstone project. She's a theater major, so this is like kind of her big project as a senior that she gets to do, which is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So with this production of Sweeney Todd, there's a lot of period pieces, set pieces, things like that. Have there been challenges along the way with maybe recreating some of that atmosphere or with the characters? Maybe tell us just a little bit about how the rehearsals have gone so far.
I would say definitely. With a show that's as well known as Sweeney Todd, you're definitely going to run into, you know, the problem of you want to recreate something that a lot of people have enjoyed and loved over the years, but you also want to create your own production that's different and unique. Definitely set-wise, we have a very intricate set for this production, and not to give too much away, but there are some big moving pieces that have been a little bit challenging to work into the show. But I think our crew is doing an excellent job, and we've had just the most incredible design team working on this show. We have several students working on aspects of the design as well. We have seniors doing capstone projects as well on design. So Reagan McKay is doing our costumes, and they're just, I mean, fantastic. From what I've seen so far. We're really excited to get to incorporate them into the production. And then Hannah Cormier is doing our props design. She's also a student, and Jacob Seip is doing our sound design. So it's very cool to get to see a lot of students working on the production. But again, it is difficult to take a show that a lot of people have loved and kind of make it our own as well. So that has been challenging, but also fun at the same time.
And you get that familiarity, though, with people who know the show and they love certain pieces, and maybe they've seen the film with Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter as well. There's always that kind of looming overhead, too. But with this, you get to have the music coming right at the audience, less of the separation from like a screen or something, too. So that I'm sure that's going to be helpful. And again, it's going to be the perfect time of year for this production. Can you let folks know when the run of Sweeney Todd is?
Yeah, we run October 26th through 27th, and then October 30th through November 3rd. And those are all at 7:30 p.m., except for we also have a 1 o'clock matinee on November 3rd.
Good, good. So plenty of opportunities to see this, and at a good time of the day as well for something a little bit spooky. And I heard, too, something to do with Halloween costumes. Could you let people know? I think it was a social post I saw the other day about a Halloween costume thing.
Yeah, we're doing a Halloween costume contest on Halloween night for Sweeney Todd. So basically what it is if you come to the show on Halloween night, there's going to be a barber chair in the FRT lobby that you can take pictures with, come in costume. If you take a picture with it and post it to Instagram with the hashtag A Sweeney Halloween, we'll look through the hashtags and we'll look through everybody's costumes. Our box office staff will vote on them. And then at the end of the show, whoever wins the best costume gets two tickets to our Medieval Dinner Theater event, which will be taking place next February.
Very good. So you're going to want to dress up for this anyway, so why not do that? So that sounds exciting, the Halloween. Halloween costume contest, so make sure you check the Instagram feed, which is pretty up to date with everything with the Forrest Roberts Theater. And I believe there's also the Facebook page and Facebook event to find the run times and everything for Sweeney Todd. So lots of different ways to find out about this. But and just a reminder again, we're speaking with Lilith Kontos, who is a senior at the Forrest Roberts Theater. So Lilith, is there anything else in particular you want to mention about the run of Sweeney Todd?
We just hope a ton of people come see it. We're really excited to put it on, and we can't wait to start sharing it with an audience.
Absolutely. That sounds great. I'm looking forward to it myself. So again, Sweeney Todd happening at the Forrest Roberts Theater. Find out all about it online, the Forrest Roberts Theater Facebook page, the Instagram page, and you can also go to the NMU ticket outlet online, and I believe at the usual easy ticket outlets and things like that as well. So yeah, Lilith, thanks again so much for coming by this morning to speak about Sweeney Todd.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.